Greetings. This is Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap, Thursday, August 15th of 2024. We start with the aftermath of former rugby league star Ethan Lowe's federal court case. Lowe had sought a $1 million insurance claim for a neck injury sustained during a match in 2020. Although Lowe's permanent condition was confirmed, the court held that he did not fulfill the criteria for total paralysis needed under his National Rugby League accident policy. A significant factor in the ruling was a difference of opinion among medical experts, alongside insurers' arguments that a previous 2016 injury complicated the case. This outcome underpins the intricate mesh of legal, medical, and insurance aspects when it comes to sports injury claims. Moving on, we have some victory drums rolling for a homeowner in a fire damage claim dispute with Allianz. At first, Allianz denied the claim due to a purported misrepresentation of the homeowner's residency status. The owner, however, clarified translation errors and furnished evidence corroborating his occupancy status. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority entered the fray, found no misrepresentation, and noted Allianz's insufficient evidence. Consequently, Allianz is now required to reinstate the policy and approve the claim, a case proving that comprehensive documentation and clear communication can turn the tide in insurance disputes. Next, we bring to focus a Senate inquiry into climate risk management and disaster preparedness. The inconsistency in levy designs has been revealed to irregularly impact insurance rates. Testimonies from Suncorp scientific specialist Rhys Whitley and community representatives during hearings underscored the need for reliable risk assessment and efficient adaptation strategies in the face of evolving climate challenges. Let's keep in mind an essential part of weather risk management is staying cognizant of the influence of both climate change and natural climate variability on insurance premiums. Finally, some good news for homeowners. Stability in homeowners' insurance rates could be on the horizon. RAC Insurance CEO Trent Sayers expressed optimism at a Senate inquiry on climate risk that reduced inflationary pressures might be anticipated in financial year 2025. Discussing pricing in the context of escalating natural hazards and construction costs, both Sayers and Suncorp's Tim Bucket spotlighted the pressures on premiums due to increased frequency of disasters. Another factor cited was the need for profits, like Suncorp's $510 million, to cover potential large-scale losses. We look forward to the Senate's report due by November 19th, which scours the relationship between climate risk and financial resilience within the insurance sector. That wraps up your weekly insurance news. I'm Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you in the loop with the insurance landscape down under until we meet next week. For more news and offers on financial services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and take care.